This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. BRICS countries have strongly condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and reaffirmed their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including the cross-border movement of terrorists, terrorism financing and safe havens. In the BRICS declaration at the ongoing summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the grouping urged to reject double standards in countering terrorism. More from our correspondent.
The issue of the menace of terrorism was raised by Prime Minister during the BRICS summit when the session on peace and security came up. He thanked the member countries for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack and for those who expressed solidarity for India. He added that it was a blow not only to India but to the entire humanity. Prime Minister further added that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He also reaffirmed that India stands for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts and achieve global peace. Prime Minister invited the BRICS leaders to India for the next summit to be held under its chairmanship next year. Sudhindra, Akashvani News from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Modi participated in the outreach session on strengthening multilateralism, economic financial affairs and artificial intelligence in Rio de Janeiro. Mr. Modi emphasized BRICS as a catalyst for global cooperation and a multipolar world and urged for demand-driven approach and long-term financial sustainability in NDB-led projects. The Prime Minister highlighted India's initiatives in agri, biotech, digital education, access, and called for a BRICS science and research repository. On AI, he stressed on responsible governance and invited the BRICS partners for the AI Impact Summit that India will be hosting next year. On the sidelines of the ongoing BRICS summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral meetings with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim, President of Cuba Miguel Diaz-Canel Bermudez in Rio de Janeiro. With Prime Minister Ibrahim, Mr. Modi reviewed progress in various areas of India-Malaysia comprehensive strategic partnership, including defence, counter-terrorism, education, trade and investment, and pharma. The Prime Minister exchanged views with the Cuban President on various facets of India-Cuba relationship, including economic cooperation, biotechnology, Ayurveda and traditional medicine, and UPI. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that his administration will impose an additional 10% tariff on countries aligning themselves with what he termed as anti-American policies of the BRICS. In a social media post, he said there will be no exceptions to this policy. Trump's remarks came after the BRICS, a grouping of Brazil, China, South Africa and India, condemned the increase in tariffs by the U.S. In its meeting in Brazil, the grouping also condemned the recent U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. Meanwhile, Trump has announced that U.S. tariff letters and deals with various countries from around the world will be delivered starting today. The Trump administration's 90-day pause on higher duties is set to expire on Wednesday. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading flat in forenoon trade today. Market sentiment was subdued, tracking mixed cues from Asian markets ahead of the U.S. President Donald Trump's looming reciprocal tariff deadline. The 30-share BSE Sensex dipped marginally by 26 points to 83,407, while the Nifty 50 declined slightly by 9 points to 25,452 when reports last came in. The Supreme Court today agreed to hear pleas challenging the Election Commission's decision to undertake a special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The matter will be heard on Thursday. The Commission's move was challenged in the Apex Court over the manner and timing to undertake a special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the poll-bound state. The Met Department has forecast very to extremely heavy rainfall in Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Vidarbha today. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning is also predicted in parts of North and Northwest India and other parts in Western, Central and Eastern India, including coastal Karnataka today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.